Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed revenge Friday for what he described as a cruel and malicious violation of the ceasefire agreement after a body that Hamas released as part of the deal was found to not be that of Israeli mother of two young boys, as the militants had promised. VOA's Patsy Wadakuswara reports.
Four coffins returned by Hamas Thursday contained the remains of Oded Lifshitz, who was 83 when he was abducted, and two young children of the Bibas family. The last, thought to hold the body of their mother Shiri Bibas, held the remains of an unidentified woman, the Israeli military said, accusing Hamas of violating an already tenuous ceasefire. Dozens of hostages are still in Gaza, including Guy Gilboa Dalal. VOA spoke with his brother Gal.
All we do is for my brother. All we do is to bring him back. All we care about is seeing him again.
33 hostages were released under phase one of the ceasefire. Their return increased pressure on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to negotiate for the second phase. But far-right members of his coalition want to return to fighting and end Hamas. Patsy Wadakuswara, VOA News at the White House.
Hamas said on Friday it would look into the possibility of an error or that human remains were mixed due to Israeli airstrikes. The next hostage release will be on Saturday, and Hamas says Israel is expected to free 602 Palestinian prisoners and detainees in exchange for six Israeli hostages. Israeli police have reported a series of explosions on three parked buses in central Israel in what they said appeared to be a militant attack. No injuries were reported. Police spokesman Asi Aharoni told Channel 13 TV that explosives were found on two other buses but did not detonate. Bomb disposal searched buses and trains nationwide for additional bombs. This is VOA News. As Pope Francis marks 1 week in the hospital with pneumonia, the question is being asked, will he resign? AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
The Vatican has reported a slight improvement in his overall clinical condition, with his heart working well. But it will take some time to understand if the various drug therapies are working. Outside doctors have said that regardless, recovery from pneumonia in such a fragile patient could take up to 2 weeks. Francis was admitted to a Rome hospital on February 14th after a case of bronchitis worsened, which doctors later diagnosed as a complex respiratory infection. Some of Francis's cardinals have said he might consider resigning if he's unable to carry out his duties, but there's no indication Francis is in any way incapacitated or is considering stepping aside. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
A news conference that was planned to follow talks between Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and U.S. President Donald Trump's Ukraine envoy was canceled. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Cancellation occurred Thursday as political tensions deepened between the two countries over how to end the almost three-year war with Russia. The event was originally supposed to include comments to the media by Zelensky and retired U.S. Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg, but it was changed at the last minute to a simple photo opportunity where two leaders posed for journalists. A Ukrainian presidential spokesman said the change was requested by the U.S. side. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Citing someone with knowledge of the talks, Bloomberg News reported on Friday that Ukrainian and U.S. negotiators are looking to move past the breakdown in relations this week to finalize a deal on critical minerals. U.S. President Donald Trump's advisor Elon Musk waved a chainsaw around CPAC on Friday, talking up DOGE's cost-cutting efforts across the federal government. AP correspondent Ed Donahue has more.
At the CPAC conference near Washington, the leader of the Trump administration's Department of Government Efficiency received a gift from the president of Argentina, a chainsaw.
This is the chainsaw for bureaucracy. Chainsaw!
Musk waved the chainsaw in the air as the crowd cheered. Speaking to Newsmax host Rob Schmidt, Musk accused the Biden administration of using immigration policy to get more support.
A lot of people don't quite appreciate that this was an actual real scam at scale to tilt the scales of democracy in America.
California Democrat Alex Padilla in the Senate says Musk and the president are using DOGE to shock and awe everyone. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Ugandan opposition leader Kizza Besigye has been charged with treason as a magistrate's court rejected pleas to transfer him to a hospital following a hunger strike. Besigye claims he was abducted from Kenya in November and returned to Uganda where he faced military charges. Now he faces new treason charges, though he has yet to enter a plea as the case must go to a higher court. That wraps up this update with the world in news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.